Hello everyone, I'm Alex and welcome back to the Internet Secession Podcast. Today I'm joined by Cam Kirkham.
Hello, that was very formal. I love it.
Yeah, I know. I've got my my weird setup here. Everybody hates this microphone. They say that it looks like an object that you use for not safe for work activities. I can't really say that.
Yeah, it does. It looks like one you'd plug in the wall, like extra power.
Yeah, that's what it needs. Something that comes with its own power bank. But welcome to the podcast. That's such an odd start, especially because we're about to go into talking about like Colleen Ballinger and James Charles and all the like NPC TikTok stuff. Like, that's what I've got lined up for this week's episode.
I have to say, mate, like I know nothing about this situation. I've kind of stayed oblivious to it.
No, that's probably for the fucking best, honestly. There's so much stuff about the Colleen Ballinger stuff that iNamba has made 2 3-hour-long videos on it.
What? So,
mate,
he's writing novels?
Mate, if you think that's a genuine joke, it's not. Honestly, it's the greatest work ethic ever that I've ever seen.
Oh, roll doll, eat your heart out.
Mate, if you go on the iNamba YouTube channel, right, look at this, right? Actually crazy. Happy a million, by the way, Fraser.
Yeah, happy a million.
3.5 hours long. And then two and a half. Mate, these are running longer than Oppenheimer and Barbie.
This man's going to have a whole property portfolio after this series.
Like, genuinely, this man's buying a house off this. It's unreal. But I suppose, like, a lot of people at home will always be, like, you will already be up to date. She uploaded the ukulele apology. We don't need to go over that. Everybody's seen it. But basically, what's weird is that, obviously, she didn't really do, like, a proper apology. I mean, I wouldn't even call that ukulele...
Yeah, because that's the proper one. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't say sorry in it, did she? She just kind of went, "I didn't do anything wrong." Which I,
if, she,
know
if she did say sorry, would that have made up for it?
I don't know. I feel like even if you said sorry with the ukulele, it takes away from the apology.
Yeah, right? A little bit.
Yeah, I don't think. I think you lose kind of the.
Sorry for the hot take, guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like a musical instrument should be left out of any form of like serious YouTube video, and there's a few coming up where if musical instruments had been used, it actually would be even darker than the Colleen stuff.
Oh god!
But the Colleen stuff is bad, as we'll find from this article, because basically she's gone out of her way and she's hired this lawyer team. And I actually googled it, so I wanted to make sure.
God.
And obviously, Google is the most kind of Google's the most reliable thing ever.
Yeah, exactly.
I've googled.
Harvard referencing? No.
Yeah.
Just Google.
Look at this, right? If I type in who. All right, there we go. Colleen Ballinger's lawyers. I've already searched.
My parents?
Oh. No, I think I know who they are. Ballinger's high-profile attorney, Andrew Brettler, has represented clients such as convicted rapist Danny Masterson, disgraced royal Prince Andrew, and controversial actor Armie Hammer.
What a lineup, by the way.
I don't know about you. I'm sure
all
those people are not guilty.
Does that not just incriminate you from the start, though?
Yeah, isn't that bad?
I'm going to get the lawyer that's represented the worst people on earth to make sure that me, myself, a nice person, is okay.
It's fucking Better Call Saul, man. She's got Jimmy McGill on the case. It's unbelievable. Yeah, apparently that is her lawyer team, the same people who represented Prince Andrew. So,
can you imagine that lawyer's birthday party?
Oh, that's fucking great.
That would be the worst birthday party you'd be a part of.
Like the worst like Nightmare Blunt rotation possible. Oh my god, man. Yeah. But anyway, the lawyer basically got a Vanity Fair article done. And this article is crazy because I don't know anybody on the internet from what I've seen who is backing Colleen Ballinger in any way, shape or form. She basically, what she did, if you aren't really too sure, Ken, is she messaged... like teenagers who are fans of her, and she sent one of them her underwear that was unworn, but she sent them the underwear regardless. Befriended all of these like 13-year-olds. She was like 30-odd at the time, and would have conversations being like, "Have you lost your virginity? Like, what's your favorite sex position?" And then she would send them pictures of naked like Trisha Paytas. Like that's what she would do. And then she went on to have a podcast with Trisha. Trisha had no idea about any of this stuff happening.
What?
Well, imagine if you found out we did this episode and you found out like 6 months ago I sent pictures of your cock to loads of people.
Oh my god, I'm going to have to unsend all them messages that I've been sending to yours.
Yeah, man, we've got to delete all the WhatsApp chats. Fucking hell. Yeah, it's just absolutely insane. Like, the whole thing is mental.
Oh my god.
But like, if you if you like go down and like you read through the article, sorry, people coming in. I'm not recording at my house. I'm at Alice's. So, Alice.
Hello.
Can you see that hand? You probably can't see. Well, you can actually just see Alice. There's people knocking on the door.
There we go. Like, front and center.
I'm being beaten up. This is what happens when you do a podcast on the move.
That's just his face.
The arm being strangled. kill me now before we have to finish this podcast. That'd be great. The article is insane because it is basically like clearly written like from a position where the lawyers have like asked them to do this or like paid them to do it. Because you could pay people to make articles on you, by the way. Like if you see an article, it's highly likely that the person like got a publicist who like paid to like make this
happen. You see that all the time. It's the same with like paparazzi photos. Like celebrities will like ring paparazzi up and be like, I'm gonna be here, take photos of me.
How crazy is that? You know, like it's actually something that people genuinely do, and that blows my mind. Like could you imagine walking down Newcastle and being like, Cam Kirk, I'm gonna be at Nando's in 5 minutes.
Tesco Express, be there.
Just think with like taking gay image pictures of you. It's just you going, oh stop man, I'm so famous.
Like that, oh stop man.
I don't understand why anybody would want to do that.
Yeah, I know, it's weird. Absolutely weird.
It is so weird. But we'll go through the article.
Okay.
Colleen Ballinger has been a YouTube star for more than a decade, amassing tens of millions of followers. I love when articles start off like that. Like, it's not relevant, really, to what she's done.
Yeah, it doesn't make her any more of a better person.
And now, many of whom found her when they were teenagers or even younger. That's a strong start for an article that is going to go on to try and actually absolve her from any wrongdoing.
Yeah, really couldn't have hoped for a better start.
They fell hard for her potty comedy, and specifically her fictional alter ego, Miranda Sings. A talentless adolescent who delusionally believes she can sing, despite the fact that she's always off key. Now,
that is the worst thing about her.
Yeah, that is awful. It's very much like the real Colleen, who decided to do a ukulele song when she was accused of like grooming teenagers, which is strange. But I don't know if you know this. Do you know what the character Miranda Sings is based on?
No.
It is based on, I think, a family member of hers who had like learning difficulties. And she,
this
like,
woman. Oh
she, like, based her biggest, like, character that she's got on, like, people who have, like, difficulties. That's, like,
I'm sorry, was there not, like, did nobody pick this up early? Was there no signs, like, maybe this person wasn't a nice person from the start?
Well, this is the thing, because I also saw this video the other day, and this video is crazy, and I'll find it on TikTok for you. And this will blow your mind. Like, this is a video of Colleen that she uploaded to her channel with one of her friends next to her, where she talks about a dog that she used to have. Now, you've got a dog.
I do.
Which is why I brought you on this podcast as my dog expert.
I've also got Cuddy as well.
That's awful thing to say that, Chloe. But here we go.
Like, actually, like, rip things up or get angry. So I grabbed my dog for no reason, just grabbed the dog and pinched its skin and dug my nails into it. The dog yelps, turns around to protect itself, and bites me in the face. And I got stitches and went to the hospital. And they were like, what happened? And I was like, the dog just bit me. And then they had to put the dog to sleep because the dog was dangerous to be around.
Bro, you couldn't beat this information out of me. I would take this to the grave if I did this.
Like, you're a kid, which, you know, maybe it's excusable that you're an absolute freak. Like, you may not have been consciously aware, but she remembers the story, which means she was very much, like, did it intentionally.
Yeah.
Number two, she's added, like, funny music over the top of this, like, awful video. And also, like, the first sign of a psychopath is that they kill pets. That's, like, the thing they always say. Don't
Luca Magnotta.
Yeah, that's how you know that somebody's, like, a serial killer. Yeah, insane. Like, she uploaded this video willingly to her channel, and I don't understand. Like, the guy next to her just sat there grinning, like, in
the guy next to us, like, it's like, you know, this morning where, like, one of the presenters talking and the other one's, like, just not giving a fuck what they're saying.
It's a bit different when you're making videos with people, they make jokes about stuff, and you just assume they're joking. But she's like, no, I did this. This is a thing that I did. Like, this isn't, like, her going, hypothetically,
this
if I did this.
Awful.
It's really fucking weird. So, like, you know, you go through the article and it's like, yeah, it was always a bit weird, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But here you go. Last month, the Rolling Stone published a story alleging that Ballinger had engaged in inappropriate behavior with underage fans. The magazine verified screenshots of texts in which Ballinger asked a minor about their virginity status and their favourite sexual position. She also asked them to send pictures of their body. However inappropriate her alleged behaviour was, I love how it says alleged after it says we verified the text messages, the article clarified that no sexual crime had been committed and that no evidence in review even hinted at the possibility that Ballinger had intended to start a sexual relationship with a child. Oh, so it's okay then, because she didn't plan on, like, getting a house for them or something, and by actually, like, bringing them over or taking them to a hotel room. I think it's fucking weird anyway.
Yeah, it is weird anyway. Like, what the fuck are they... Especially when they've said about, like, what did you say about the alleged as well? Yeah. Like, why are they saying alleged when they've literally said previously that it was verified this?
What they've gone and said is, like, because there was no actual crime committed, as in, like, she didn't, I guess, meet up with them, that means that it's technically not grooming. So what she's guilty of, I guess, not in the court of law, but in the court of public opinion, is just being a weirdo. But, like, that doesn't mean that people are going to like her. Like, this doesn't paint her in a good light.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's trying to, and it's failing miserably.
It's really fucking odd, because it gets even more stranger, like, the further down you go, denies, like, the blackface allegations, which is, you know, fair enough. But the thing about this, which is weird, right, is it goes... you know, her fans say she groomed them as teens. In the ensuing weeks, Ballinger would be accused of everything from performing a Beyonce song in blackface as Miranda Sings, texting a sex worker's nude photo to a minor. That's about Trisha Paytas.
Mate, that just in that one sentence is enough to know everything you need to know.
Ballinger's legal team has denied she performed in blackface, saying she was wearing green face paint for a Pride cover of a song from Wicked. Now, I love that the legal team have denied the blackface out of these two accusations, but not denied the texting a sex worker's nude photo to a minor. That
yeah, surely that's the one you like. I'm not, like, trying to compare, but surely you clear up them both if you're going to clear up one.
Yeah, you don't go, oh, sorry, what was that? I only heard the first half of your sentence. Yeah, the blackface, that didn't happen. The other stuff, oh, sorry, oh, I can't hear you. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, it's fucking weird. They then basically, like, really downplay everything she did. Various allegations remain unverified, left endlessly circulate as they fall under that ever-expanding umbrella of inappropriate behaviour. I love that in, like, quotations marks. Like, is it inappropriate? Yes, you shouldn't be fucking doing this.
They're
it's
also
weird.
Using words to try and confuse you. Like, they're just trying to write it in a fancy way that's just not a prick.
Yeah, you've got to have, like, an English GCSE to get through this, and me and you don't have one of those between us, so... And then, this is the thing that's even weirder, right? You were fucking big red Y. You could be forgiven if you were one of the millions who, back in the summer of 2020, you know, got rid of some COVID anxiety by diving into the YouTube drama unfolding between Ballinger and her former fan Adam McIntyre. I love that. It goes, and if you were a part of the toxic gossip train, maybe we can forgive you. I'm not the one on trial here for... Well, like, me and you are just... We're barely even aware of this person even is.
Take
we're
the
just...
speck out your own eye before you try and take it out of ours, guys.
Yeah, why do we need to be forgiven for going, oh, this is a bit weird on Twitter? Like, that's hardly a crime compared to, like, I don't know, all of the shit that she's doing. It's very strange because they never even asked Adam, who is the person involved in this. He's been making all of the videos. They never asked Adam for comment.
Who Vanity Fair didn't know.
No, they did not ask him. And the guy who wrote the article has actually gone on to block him on Instagram, which you could see in this tweet. Oh my God, the Vanity Fair offer literally blocking Adam McIntyre after Adam reached out to him. Like, Adam reached out to him and said, I will, like, can
which
I
is
comment?
Fair. Yeah.
And they just blocked him.
Which, does that not show you the entire, like, reason this article was written? Like,
yeah, it's clearly just a defender, which is weird. Or to, like, make it seem like it's a big nothing.
But for such a big publication such as Vanity Fair, like, Vanity Fair's, like, respected in, like, some parts. Like, for them to write something like this is fucking awful.
Yeah, I mean, they got a fucking interview with Margot Robbie up on the right-hand side.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, they're respected by industry people.
Yeah, it's really odd. Like, it basically then tries to play, like, Adam down as, like, this, like, annoyed fan who's just upset because basically he ran... like, Miranda Sings, Colleen Ballinger, gave Adam, when he was, like, 14, 13, her Twitter account for the day. It literally says here,
He'd be considered her social media intern. Imagine hiring a 14-year-old on Stan Twitter to like run your socials cam. That's how weird this is.
What, he'd get paid for that?
No, she just like was like, here's my login to my big, like my entire business. Like just gave him the login to our socials.
I wouldn't even give that to my friends.
Yeah. Ballin just says he only had access to her account for one day and that if it went well, she had planned to hire him formally. He made a tweet that she then got cancelled for. The tweet in question was seized upon as queer baiting by Miranda fandom. She came out as a Mega Trainor fan. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure she also uploaded a video that was like this, so...
This woman has many...
So listen to the thing. So he got in trouble for posting the tweet, but it was a tweet about the video that she posted.
How is this woman constantly in drama?
Yeah, I mean, well, this is what happens where I guess you spend all your time being friends with teenagers. Like, I mean, it's like fucking odd. But they're basically being like, he lost the job as intern as a 14-year-old. So now he's only telling you all of this stuff because he's upset. And it's like, even if that's true, who cares? Like,
it's also a very dim way to look at it, though, isn't it? And it's a very, like, sinister way to kind of portray him.
Just because, like, he might be upset at, like, they used to be friends and now they're not. I mean, like, if you used to be friends and now you're not, and then you realise you were potentially groomed, that's, you know... I don't know about you, but when I fall out with people, I don't normally fall out of them and go, hang on, maybe that 45-year-old man was trying to groom me. That's not something, that's not, you know, I don't really have many relationships like that. And also, I said it in my video on my second channel. I was like, if he can accuse you of that, like, because you've sent, like, asked him those pictures, send me pictures of you, like, are you a virgin? If you hadn't have done that, then he would just look like a bit of a dick, wouldn't he? If he just was like, I'm upset that she fired me. But he's not saying that. He's going, I'm upset that she, like, was, like, being sexual with me when I was a teenager.
Yeah, getting fired isn't even in, like, the top three reasons why he's doing this.
Yeah, I don't even think he's even fucking mentioned it. But, yeah, that's, like, the Vanity Fair article, pretty much. It basically just goes through and then just goes, like... You know,
that, you've given us a really good base knowledge of this.
Public opinion, or at least YouTube fandom, swayed back towards Ballinger. Well, it's definitely not swayed towards her anymore, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, what planet are these guys on?
Yeah, I like how they put like the words grooming in quotations and stuff. Like, this article is just like fucking
It's like
wild.
Every little, any little inch that can take to try and throw you off, that's just a bad person, they're taking it.
The perception of Ballinger as a groomer, nonetheless, snowballed. Ballinger eventually decided to what else, post another video on YouTube. She took out her ukulele awkwardly. Fucking hell. Just want to make you go, oh, look at her. She's such a... She's a 34-year-old
she
woman.
She was
like,
trembling with her ukulele.
Yeah, she's not like a teenager.
Yeah, like they're painting her as the victim in this.
Yeah, like,
when was this written?
When you're an adult, like 5 to 8 days ago. Like it's like a week old maximum. But, yeah, it's fucking weird. The whole article is very weird.
Someone said something about Amber Heard as well. Are they trying to, like...
Oh, yeah, like, they're basically, like, saying it's kind of like people getting on the wrong side of the train, I guess. Because Amber Heard, like, in the Johnny Depp case, like, you know, it's debate, like, there's so much shit there. And,
I
like,
mean,
people...
it's two very different situations, though, isn't it?
Yeah, like, Adam McIntyre might have potentially been a bit inappropriate in group chats, but he himself was a 14-year-old at the time and was only doing it because, like, his adult 34-year-old was encouraging it. Like, I don't know. To be honest, there's no way that you could blame Adam for any of this. I've read, like, all the text messages. I know you haven't. But I've gone through, like, all the tweets and stuff. Like, I can find them. If I show you, like, Colleen Ballinger, and then I just go DMs, like, and we read them. I mean, you can't blame the 14-year-olds anyway. That's just not something you could do. Here you go. Like, if I just open this as an image so you can read it.
Yeah.
Adam, you need questions for your Q&A. Are you a virgin? And then somebody in the group chat says, you are so weird. And then she goes, what's your favourite position?
What? So she kept going after someone said she's weird?
Yeah. There's, like, so many of these.
And how old... this guy was 14 at the time, did you say?
Yeah, he was, like, 13, I think, when they started messaging. This is her group chat. I love you. What's on your mind? What's wrong? We're here. I want to hang out with you guys and have a slumber party. That's clinging to a bunch of teenagers.
What the fuck?
Everybody in this group chat was between, like, 13 and, like, 16, I think. Like, there wasn't really many people older.
So she's trying to meet up with them.
She did meet up with Adam.
Oh, great.
They did end up meeting. I think they went for a coffee or something. Like, but I think he was, you know... yeah.
Mad.
It's fucking weird. Yeah, like, I mean, there's so many DMs that have been leaked from her. Like, yeah. Like, you could, I mean, all the tweets are basically available on the internet. You can watch Adam's videos if you want to, like, get more information.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, if you're a viewer, you're sort of fascinated by this whole thing. But that's basically kind of the latest update. I wonder if she'll, like, actually respond again. Do you think she will?
What, with, like, a serious one or with the ukulele?
I mean, you know, maybe if she got, like, a full, like, band, that would be, you know...
If she was in key this time, maybe she'd listen.
Yeah, honestly, if she built on it, I'd almost find that funnier. Not that there's anything funny about this, but at least then I'd go, wow, she's really committed to the bit, and, like, I'd maybe... I wouldn't gain any respect for it. I think I'd just be gobsmacked by the whole idea. But
what does she... If she does a serious one, let's say, where, I don't know, she does the typical YouTube essay at the start and then she goes into it, like, there's so much. Like, where do you start with this?
The thing is, you can't defend yourself because, like, you did all of those things. Like, they exist. The screenshotable proof. There's no way, like, you know, were you not asking a minor, like their favorite sex position? If the answer is yes, then you're fucked. Like, there's no, like, yeah, but this, yeah, but that. And that's why that article rubs me the wrong way, because it's just, like, outrageous that they're even trying to act like there's a slight bit of, like, maybe it's not all as it seems. Seems pretty obvious to me. Like,
it's also hurtful to Adam, because imagine someone like Adam or any other of the victims, like, reading that. That would be, you know, really...
Yeah, because there's loads of people in the group chat. Like, he's not the only person who's, like, making videos and complaining. He's just the biggest.
But the way someone's not been emotionally, let's say the writer of the article hasn't emotionally been affected by this situation. He's just coming and, like, getting some money on this situation. It's not really fair on the people who are actually affected.
Yeah, and also, like, to not even ask any of the people who are actually accusing her about these text messages is wild. But the reason why they weren't asked is because it would paint a different story. And they're not interested in that story. They want to tell her side. The next topic that we've got on this cam is actually fucking... Like, there's some humour in the Colleen stuff because she's a freak with a ukulele. But this next one...
Sounds like you.
Yeah. No, I'm nothing like her, I swear to God. Fucking hell. No. I have nowhere near my ukulele.
I meant just a freak with a ukulele, nothing else.
Good. Thank you. This next one is insane. I actually saw George Mimulus posted a video on this, and I was watching it, and I was like, this is fucked. I don't even know how to start. YouTuber slammed for charging people to see autopsy photos of 11-year-old murder victim. Right?
What?
She's like a true crime channel. We've got her apology here. We'll watch that after we've gone through the article. Her name is Zavgirl, and she does, like, videos about, like, yeah, it's all true crime stuff about, like, murders and shit.
Okay.
And she has a Patreon, also PayPal donations, like, linked on
her. She also has channel memberships open. This woman is just clamming it in.
Do you know what? I've always said it, and it's always been a bit controversial, but I genuinely fucking despise, like, the majority of the true crime genre. I find the whole thing to be fucking weird. Like, people call, like, commentary channels opportunistic vultures, but, like, it's like people, like, a murder happens and people want to get a video out on it, like, as quickly as possible. It's just fucking insane.
It's definitely morally divisive, isn't it? Like,
it's weird. Like, I've seen people do brand deals on those videos. I mean, like, this PayPal donations, like, you know, if your videos can't be monetized on YouTube, there's a reason why.
But also, I do kind of agree with that, but also I'm probably at fault because I like watching them.
Look, I've watched, I understand, like, what's the difference between, like, a Netflix documentary and a true crime video? And I think there are, as I say, there are certain true crime channels that I really like, really respectful, do a really good job of just kind of, like, dictating what's going on. They're not being like, here's my popcorn, so guys, welcome back to my true crime channel. So in today's video, we're going to be doing a mukbang, and that shit blows my mind.
Yeah.
But when somebody's like, you know, there was a murder that took place here, this is all the details, like, I love a good murder documentary. I find them fascinating, like, they're interesting, they, like, honor, yeah, but not in a fun for all the family way, in, like, a this is fucking disturbing and, like, these stories probably should be told, but they should be told respectfully, which is why this Zavgirl is in loads of trouble. So basically, the South Girl has been hit with heavy backlash after posting pictures of an 11-year-old murder victim in a video on her Patreon account and then charging people to see it.
Holy hell.
So, like, I think what happened was is she had, like, a $3 cap on her Patreon, and if you paid it, you could get, like, access to, like, the more kind of demonetizable parts of the videos.
Right, okay.
Like the autopsy pictures. Like, what the fuck are you putting that in a video? Anyways,
also, why are you paying for that as well?
I guess they were already paying for the Patreon.
Right, okay.
They were probably like a big true crime fan. And I guess she would have posted this video. Imagine watching it and then being like, oh my fucking God, like, you know, after the Logan Paul thing, how do you not realize that, like, posting dead pictures of anybody is
probably not the
fucking
way to go?
Yeah, it's a bad idea. You know, you can't really be fucking surprised by that. Our entire Patreon account got removed, but this is her apology that we'll watch and we'll go through and we'll pick it to pieces. It's
very
fucking
ominous
weird.
With just the black and red, like,
yeah, out with the gaming chair.
Yeah,
it's a weird setup.
Get the FIFA coins, link in description.
Fucking out,
everyone. If you're listening to this, then you likely know about the last few days. I want to apologize to everyone I've hurt, but especially Cannon's family. I've been doing some major soul searching and reflecting. While I'm really trying to define my motivations, and while I'm not looking for forgiveness or trying to make excuses, I do hope to provide additional context that has not been made clear.
Soul searching. Well, you can, but I think she's going to get soul searching. She's going to find that she doesn't have one. So.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can think it's a good idea.
Exactly. Can you imagine being the parent of that 11-year-old and going, oh, I feel so much better now that she's had some soul searching, because that's the cue to how I feel.
I don't know about you, but, like, how do you feel when you see, like, these videos on, like, these people? Like, I always think, like, imagine being the person who knows those people involved, like, or, like, being
the
family members.
What, the subject of the murder documentaries?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always feel awful. I think with some of them, when they're so specific, and, like, especially what I imagine this one is, I just think of the people involved and imagine, like, say, Netflix, a big corporations make millions off your trauma. It's like horrendous.
I think more like Netflix, I think you should think the family would sell the rights to it, I think.
Not
so they get some full conversation, but I don't know. That's only probably in a few cases. I don't know if that's like, is it fair game? Can anybody make a murder documentary on something that's happened to your family?
I don't know.
I feel like somebody has to be compensated there for the emotional trauma, like, and all the, like, the attention that it's going to bring you. Like, I think if this happened to me, like, I would want everybody to leave me alone. Like, I wouldn't want it to be all over the place, like a big
especially
thing.
Like, let's say, okay, fair enough, Netflix give compensation, but I can't imagine Zav Girls rang up the family and went, I'll give you 25% of the ad rev.
I'll give you some of the Patreon cap. No,
yeah,
let's see what else she has to say.
I have followed the Letitia Stout case closely, and it was actually during the trial that I made the official records request, and it was in El Paso County, Colorado.
So she requested the record so she could make this video. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, and also, why do you know that you can do that? We don't know that you can do that because we're not idiots and horrible people.
Mate, have true crime YouTubers been requesting? Is this something that true crime YouTubers do? Do they request, like, oh, can I have the autopsy, please?
But, like, mate, imagine you finding out someone's died on, like, Facebook, or, like, someone that you knew, or, like, whoever.
Well, if I had your mum died, right, and they're, like, she was murdered, and then you find out that some random stranger's asked for the autopsy report.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, they're fucking mine!
And how would, like, why would they give that to her? Is it, like, a public record? Like,
yeah, surely that's got to be protected, like, by some privacy law, surely.
Apparently not, I guess.
Fair enough, the police, but
yeah.
not a random YouTuber with 87,000 subscribers.
Yeah, fucking weird, man.
I wanted all trial records, but my main interest were interviews with Letitia. The autopsy photos just happened to be in the files.
Okay, so she didn't request the pictures, but they just happened to turn up there, and then she uploaded them publicly to the internet. That's so fucking odd. Like, why would you upload this to the internet anyway?
And charge people as well.
Yeah, fucking weird. Why would she charge people? Like, I'll put it on a paywall because it can't go on YouTube. Well, if it can't go on YouTube, then it shouldn't really
go anywhere.
Isn't
that an indication? Yeah, exactly, that it shouldn't be on the internet.
Odd.
By the way, has this been took well? Because 2,400 likes.
No, I think it's got. Well, I don't have the dislike thing on because I don't want to like destroy my mental health. But I'm pretty sure it's like this has gone down fucking awfully. We can read the comments in a second.
Okay.
So I could provide more info from the trial. I believe many of my images were already shown during the televised trial, and I saw the photos on other public YouTube channels that live streamed the trial and shared the evidence. I didn't think any of the images were new. These photos were already public, although the video I put together with the coroner's voice was my own creation. I chose to put the video on Patreon because...
Look, she's just reading off a script. Like, her eyes just keep going down and then she looks
yeah,
up.
Yeah, and it's like, cut, but also, like, that's so weird to defend yourself by going, oh, all of these awful images were already on the news. Like, okay, yeah. But, like, I was just saying, like, true crime that I just don't like, so I'm not really the person that, like, you're not going to get any sympathy from me. I'm going to be like, oh, it's on the news, and that's, you know, they've got to make their true crime videos. I personally don't think anybody's got to make a true crime video. Find something else to do with your
time. Unless
you're
Zav Girl and you've got to pay your rent.
Yeah, but then it's obviously different.
Putting the evidence behind a paywall meant added security, and I naively thought they wouldn't be made public.
I love that. Added security. Added security, Ken. Do you know how much it was?
Yeah, how much?
$3, mate.
Wow. They should have put those records initially behind a Patreon if it's got the security. You know what I mean? If that's the reason that you did it.
But if anybody can get hold of them, then they didn't have much fucking security in the first place, did they?
I just can't believe she's, like, even if she donated the £3 to the family affected, I'd be like, okay, a little bit. But the fact she's pocketing this money is awful.
It's fucking weird. Like, this is, like, really, really odd. Like, this whole video is odd that she's been like, that's enough security. It's fucking not.
The video I created with a voice from the coroner wasn't meant to be shared outside of Patreon. And I chose not to put the photos on YouTube, a public forum, where the views would have allowed me to make more.
You can't say that because you, any piece of content you put out, you are like saying that.
It.
Yeah, exactly. And you are like kind of agreeing in your head that this can be posted anyway. You never post a video and go, I don't want anyone to see this because why are you posting it? Doesn't matter if it's behind a paywall. Like, if you see an 11-year-old's autopsy photos, right, and someone's charged for them, you're going to post that shit. Like, if you're a fan, you're going to be like, why is this person doing that? You are going to post that. Like, there's no sympathy with it on this.
This whole thing is fucking mental. It's like one of the most insane things I've ever seen.
And the photos would be seen by more people. Because the video was placed behind a paywall, rumors about the images not being blurred or being different than what was shown in trial started to surface. No photos shows genitalia. I have made no jokes about the photos. I don't even cuss on my channel.
Yeah,
I would never allow derogatory remarks about a victim. I realized my intentions were not communicated well. My channel style is sort of me hanging out with friends and speaking off the cuff, and I did not articulate my reasons or think my decision through. At this time, my Patreon website has been shut down.
Good.
My channel's kind of just hanging out with friends where we post, you know, 11-year-olds
yeah,
who are dead.
Crime stuff. Like, what the
yeah.
fuck?
We're just kind of quirky over here.
Mate, the YouTube is, like, so big now that you've just got, like, channels of 100,000 subscribers that are, like, clearly ran by, like, weird people. And, like, I just don't get it. I just don't understand it.
Going back to what you said earlier about, like, you know, true crime in general, do you think that, like, this was kind of building up for kind of true crime channels? Do you know what I mean? Where one of them was going to go too far?
Yeah, because, like, you know, you've got to want, like, to grow or whatever, or to make a name for yourself. Like, on YouTube, some people personally believe that they've got to, like, break the rules, man. I've got to, like, do something crazy. Like, I've got to one-up people, spend more money or whatever. The true crime equivalent of that is, like, do you know what this is? Have you seen the film Nightcrawler?
No.
With Jake Gyllenhaal, where he starts off and he's reporting the news.
Right.
And he's like an on the scene, like, tries to get to the scene first. He's constantly being beaten by people in, like, who have bigger teams than him.
Okay.
And he's doing, like, journalism, and then he sells the stories to the news, and he tries to get the best pictures of a crime or, like, a car crash or, like, you know, that's what he does. You know, he's paparazzi, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the film ends is he basically fucking, like, his mate gets, like, I think shot. And instead of going and helping him, he just starts filming him because he knows that he's going to get, like, the best.
That sounds like the new... Have you watched the new Black Mirror season?
Yeah, it's exactly the same as that episode about the werewolf.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically kind of like that. But, like, Nightcrawler is unreal, by the way. Jake Gyllenhaal is fucking terrifying in it. Like, just a sociopath. like really interesting fucking like movie. It's really good. It's basically just like how far are you willing to go to like get that like edge on like you know. So he just like he hires a guy. He gets like fucking. I think they stage a crime scene or they like know a crime's going to take place. Whatever. I can't really remember it. I haven't watched it in a while. I mean, his mate gets shot. Yeah, and he just starts filming him because he knows he's like right in top on top of him. You know, he's going to get like the best.
That happens across the board in YouTube in general. Like, you know, with like a reaction video or whatever, everyone wants to be first. If like a football YouTuber, like after a big game, everyone wants the first reaction.
Yeah, the wrong takes. Like, I mean, you see people rush the stuff. Like, you know, it happens. Like, obviously, people snap judgment and all of that.
Exactly, but when it's in a environment like true crime, it's just so much worse. Like, it needs to be handled with so much more care.
You can't speed run a fucking 11-year-old boy's murder. Like, it's fucking, like, dreadful. Let's finish the rest of this, the last minute, and see what she says.
Not sharing any of the photos or video anywhere. Although you can see the photos published on other popular channels. Nothing you see is from me, nor will ever be. To those who have supported me and followed my channel, and to the true crime community, I'm sorry I let you down. I cannot imagine the pain Gannon's family has gone through. My anger over what happened to Gannon is the reason I started following the case. I'm not this evil, heartless person like many are saying, but I'm also doing a lot of self-reflecting, and I'm looking into sensitivity training.
That's unreal. That's amazing.
Sorry, what? What is that?
We should all do that. Hey, everybody should go for some sensitivity training. Like, what the fuck?
Is that where you, like, touch stuff and you go, yeah, I can feel that?
Yeah, or, like, you know, they show you, like, oh, should you post pictures of dead children on the internet? And you go, no. Like, you're reformed. Well done. Good luck. Yeah, what the fuck is that? I do, you know, what is going on?
They just show you, like, a photo of, like, a dead animal. If you don't cry, they're like, yeah. She's finished.
Yeah, basically you're fucked.
Family's lost with anything I said or shared about this case. It will be a long time before I ever trust myself or my decisions again.
What? I would not say that.
She's out. Yeah, that's a weird, it's a weird thing to like go on and be like, I'm just out of control. I mean, I can't be stopped. Fucking hell, just be like, yeah, I fucked up. And then honestly, over something like this, you should never really upload a YouTube video again. Like, in this genre. You should just quit this genre.
Also, the way that she's reacting here, like, the overriding theme is so cold. Like, there's no emotion.
I hate the fact she's done this from the void.
Yeah, exactly. Where is she filming this from? Fucking Saturn.
Yeah, she's been sent. She's been sent to the depths of hell.
She's
just
been banished.
She's in. That's why it's red. It's because it's the devil's gaming chair.
It is. It is.
No one should have to ever go through what you guys have been through. I'm so...
It looks like she's just ripped a seat up from, like, Old Trafford's, like, dugout.
Yeah, you know? What the fuck? Just weird. Like, that ending is odd, by the way, just to be like, oh, you know. There's no emotion here. Like, there's nothing. She doesn't... Like, it's so, like, the black background is just so devoid of, like, humanity.
Yeah, she's...
Sorry, yeah, I always find that these videos are like that. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say she's, like, done this because she's had to, not because she wants to.
It's fucking odd, isn't it, man? What a weird, weird thing. I won't purposely position the next topic to be a more cheery one, by the way,
okay,
guys.
Okay, great.
Have you seen the TikTok NPCs? It's the worst segue ever. It's fucking dreadful.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Have you seen this stuff, though, like the NPC?
No.
So, basically, I'll find the original one. There's this trend going on TikTok where it's like, it's the girl who goes like, gang gang.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, like, ride me like a cowgirl. I'm not doing it, thanks to my... where is it? Let me find, because there's so fucking many now. Like, if we're scrolling on Twitter right now, you'll be able to see all the podcast.
Is that 6ix9ine?
Yeah, what's going on? What is this? I have to watch this. What is this? What the fuck is this?
Kitty paw. Ow, I fucking hate cats. Glizzies. Glizzies.
Get some shame. Surely? Right? I don't know how much money you could possibly be making off of this for this to be worth it.
Not enough. It's never enough.
Because people like you can look at like how much a TikTok gift is worth, right? Like, I've seen people like doing the glizzy one where they like pretend to like suck somebody off. Like, I want to look at the TikTok... Look at all that sentence, by the way. TikTok gift prices. All right, let's see how much a TikTok gift actually costs. Because I want to know, right? Because the hot dog one, 100 coins to the... Okay, I don't care. So one tennis ball is 0.01. So is that what? It's like a cent.
What is this?
Love letter is a cent. How much is a hot dog?
Yeah, that's what I really want to know.
Yeah, man, I need to fucking know how much a fucking hot dog is.
Why is there so many?
There's fucking loads. What the fuck?
You can give someone a witch's hat. That's wicked.
Yeah, mate, these are... Shut the fuck up. These are all dreadful. Singing Frogs is $5.
Singing Frogs?
What the fuck is this app, man?
I don't know, mate.
I can't find the hot dog anywhere. Is it expensive? Wait, what?
Maybe you have to pay with Klarna for the hot dog. You have to pay for it in installments.
Because it's so expensive. Like
imagine that coming out your account every month.
Well, hot dog. Your accountant goes, what is... How much? Wait, you spent $500 on a hot dog? What the fuck are you eating? Yeah, oh no, it's a virtual hot dog. I sent it to a TikTok woman. Wait, I can't afford... Wait, have I gone past the hot dog?
I don't know. We've got a convertible car, though.
Yeah, what the fuck? I can't find hot dog on it. Maybe it's too expensive.
Maybe
I don't know.
It's above your pay bracket.
What the fuck is going on? What is the most expensive one? TikTok stars.
500.
A lion. Wait, Leon and Lion is... Yeah, lions are $452.
Fuck.
What the fuck is this at, man?
Why is there so many? Like, surely you would just do, like, a normal one, like, where? £5, £10, £15.
Nah, man, they've found out a way. So, like, this is actually the way that people make money on TikTok, genuinely. Like, because you don't make any money off of, like, actual videos, as you would know, because we both fucking uploaded so much stuff on there.
But can you imagine, like, doing a live stream and then, like, someone sends you some money and you're like, yes, I just got a treehouse!
Mate, honestly, I get gifts because I've gone live on TikTok. And I've always been like, people will send me, like, loads of roses or whatever. Actually, how much is a rose? And I'll just be like, I don't even acknowledge it. Oh, $2.64. Well, I appreciate people sending me the rose. But, like, people will send me roses.
Cheapskates.
Yeah, and I'll just be like, oh, thanks for those. Because I have no idea what any of them are worth. So, like, I don't have a fucking clue what's going on.
Is there someone that knows, like, you know, if you're, like, a consistent TikTok live streamer, will you know the price of everything you get sent? So if someone sends you a duckling, you'd be like, that's another 7 cents.
Elphabet always knows. She's like, well, like, she's so on it. Like, she's completely, like, aware. Like, she seems to be on it so much. Like,
you've got to be like Rayman. You've got to, like, count the cards.
Here's one of the videos she's done, so we can watch this for some context for people at home who aren't aware of any of this shit.
Cowgirl, let me ready, it's time. Hee-haw, yes, you got me feeling like a cowgirl. Let me ride it, huh? Oh, thank you, baby. You got me feeling like a queen, huh?
This has 50,000 blood views.
Ice cream so good, slay, huh? Hee-haw, yes,
why?
You got me feeling like a cowgirl. Let me ride it, huh?
Like, isn't this... I understand, like, secure your bag. She's got kids, she's got a family. Well, you know, get paid, you know. But... You know, I feel like sometimes what I do on YouTube is, you know, I sit there and I go, yeah, could I have done more? Is there more I could be doing? But at least I'm never going to sit there ever and go, cowgirl, let me ride it. And then go, ice cream, yes, yes, yes. And then eat a hot dog and pretend to suck off the hot dog for money.
So does she do this over and over?
Yeah, the stream goes on for hours and it's just this. So, like, the way it works is, like... It's like being in a video game, and you know when you, like, hand somebody, like, bread, and they'll, like, eat the bread?
Yes.
Basically, you pay to make her do the thing that you've paid for. So it's like you're in control of her actions. So that's why if you donate her the cowgirl hat, she pretends to be a cowgirl. If you donate her ice cream, she goes, ice cream's so good, yeah.
Are these real people doing this, like, sending this? Like, imagine finding out, like, your mate, you're, I don't know, Daniel. You're like, oh, Daniel, what you done today? Oh, I was just giving a pinky doll 10 hot dogs.
Lose your fucking mind at this. Do you know who one of her top gifters was one day? Timberland was the number one viewer. On the reason
why?
TikTok live from far away NPC creator Pinky Doll. Timberland, he's about... He has, like, proper bangers, doesn't he?
Yeah, mate, that's just the way I are.
Mate, look, I mean, yeah, CeeLo Green, I'll be around in Timberland.
I mean, let's go, I want to go through Timbaland's kind of...
Yeah, that was like, if we ever meet again, never meet... That's free. Take that for free.
He's got 2 million subscribers on YouTube for somebody who was making bangers, what, like, fucking over a decade ago.
Yeah, mate, he was fucking mint Timbaland.
Right, like, yeah, look at it. Apologise featuring One Republic, 575 million views.
Can you remember being younger and buying those, like, now that's what I call music CDs? Yeah, he was, like, he always number one. Yeah.
Carry Out featuring Justin Timberlake.
Oh, that was a banger.
If We Ever Meet Again for Katy Perry.
See, this should be his legacy. Just this.
It's not. It's NPC TikTok girl. Oh, this is what he does now. I mean, I guess he could do what he wants. He's retired and he's fucking minted. So, you know, do what you like, mate. Apparently, it's like a fetish thing.
Right. And you're doing this so publicly.
Yeah,
of course.
Which, of course, it is, by the way. Like, why else would this be popular? But my favourite one is, like, Trisha Paytas, like, jumped on it.
So good. Chicken.
Oh, of course she did.
Ice cream. Hi, Lottie. Ice cream. Gummy bear. Too sweet.
I couldn't do this. I couldn't.
Oh,
I
my
said,
God.
I got a video coming out where I, on this with Alice where we watched these, and I was like 10,000 likes, and I'd do this for like an hour.
You're
and
fucked.
I'm fucking, I'm really hoping that
you
like,
should
it doesn't
have went 100,000 likes.
Yeah, I should have gone higher. I'm gonna fucking.
I would actually,
it.
I would donate a hot dog to see you do that.
Well, mate, I'll be going live at some point, I reckon, doing it, so we'll see.
Oh, I'm gonna have
I'm
to do
it an hour. If I make like a grand, I'm gonna kill myself.
No, you won't. You'll do it again
do it
the
again.
Next night.
Yeah, I'll be back. The house fund, baby.
Hi, Angel. Hi, Lottie. Hi, Grant. Rose smells so good. Rose smells so good. Rose smells so good. Rose smells so good. Adam.
She's out of breath. Like, she's trying to do it, like, so many times. She sent 10 roses, to be fair. 11 ice creams, right? And trying to eat 11 ice creams, that's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, that would be much more enjoyable if, like, actually she had to eat the things. Like, if she had to eat 10 roses.
Yeah, they were all there.
Yeah, that would. Then I'd watch, and then I'd be like, "Oh, I want to see how this goes."
Fucking hell! I mean, like, the elephant is worth money. Like, anything that's like that is worth like actual like decent money. So, you know, I mean, we could look how much was.
It's just
elephant?
Hilarious how it goes on her face, though, isn't it? And like, yeah, she like, doesn't even acknowledge it.
It's like all those videos of like Paul Breach, and then it's like he's got a cowboy hat on, and it's just like. You look like a fucking mug.
Gianna Rose smells so good. Hot dog.
To be fair, the form on that was fabulous. Like, the noises she made is what I imagine that would be like. So, props to you, Trish.
But she's got a kid now. They're going to grow up and they'll see this video.
Oh, my God.
Do you ever think about that? I always think, like, fuck, I've done so many weird things in videos. So they're just going to, like, I mean,
yeah,
your
mate.
Love Island video that's coming out, I took my shirt off in there.
Yeah, mate, can you imagine, like, my kids going into the playground and going, ha, your mum talks about queefing?
Yeah, to be fair. This is why we need to get them privately educated.
Yes.
Because then they'll be safe from turning out like a wrong one.
And away from all your kids.
Yeah, away from the normies. Get them to private education so they could become horrible people. All right, let's finish this video.
Nachos, hearts, Gianna, Rose, what's
so good? Just saying
Charlie,
now.
Andy, goo, goo, goo. Ooh, butterfly in the sky. There's something else you're searching
on
for.
Win over here.
The weights. I'm a princess. I'm a princess. I'm a princess. Oh, it smells so
well. Hey, look. Secure the bag.
No matter how bad it gets, at least you're not them.
Yeah, that's what you should think at home. Like you, or if you hate your job, maybe do this. That's the motivation.
I think this would be even if you hated your job. I think you would do this for like I don't know, maybe it's 2 days, and then you go fuck it, I'm going back.
Especially because you imagine if you caught your mate doing this, and they only had like 50 viewers.
Oh, see, that's an ick. That's an ick. Imagine you find a girl that you really like, okay, or like, and you're like, oh, this person's like everything. You've totally friends about her. And then you see her do this, you'll go, oh.
If she's not, like, killing it, doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, if she's killing it, that's class.
Yeah, but it's like, if she's got, like, 20 viewers, then, like, yeah, that's definitely an
and,
it,
you know, like,
sure.
3 of them, you know, are, like, a family, so she's really got 17, and one of them's probably her, so she's probably got 16.
Yeah, it's dreadful, yeah. And it's, like, all her friends. It's the worst, it's the worst grind ever. Fucking hell, it's awful. We got one final thing to talk about on here, and it's, my favourite bloke, Jimmy C.,
your
has
ex.
Come out with an article. He's not my ex, mate. I mean, that is not true.
Well,
that is a
rumor
lie.
Has it. So,
well, the rumors are wrong. Okay, you're never going to guess what the title of this article is, Cam.
You're never going to guess it. You thought the Colleen Ballinger one was bad. This is fucking so much worse.
Oh my God. What, do you want me to have a go at guessing what it is?
Yeah, what do you think it's, going to be?
Are these pictures relating to the article?
Not really. They're just kind of like letting you know that it's him.
Okay. James Charles Steele's child at his own peril.
No, it's close though. James Charles would like to be uncancelled, please. He has done an article where he is asked if people could stop bullying him on the internet.
What do you mean?
I don't think this has ever worked before.
No, this would make me want to bully him more.
Yeah, this is not a good idea. It says, James Charles would like to be uncancelled, please. More than 2 years after allegations of sexual impropriety, it sent the superstar beauty YouTuber into influencer purgatory. He's hoping to relaunch himself and his brand with the help of a new makeup line. Now that is already a great start. Guys, forget about the allegations. I've got makeup to sell.
Yeah.
And it's a good palette. The thing is, I know a lot of people who do think his palettes are great, so in all honesty, he'll be fine. But the thing is, do you know what? I'll just start this off before we get into the article. Do you know what I thought was mental about this, right? James Charles wants to be uncancelled. Do you know how many views he does a month?
How many?
60 million.
And his CPM as well.
And his CPM is at least $20.
So right? what are we saying, quick maths?
I mean, he's making at least a couple hundred grand a month still off YouTube ad revenue.
Is he uploading, or is this just old videos?
He's uploading constantly. He gets a million views a video. His channel is doing fine. It's obviously, like, a YouTube channel is healthy when it's getting around 20% views to subscriber ratio. That's apparently the rule, or about 10%.
What is uncancelled to him? Is that 4 million, 5 million? Like, yeah, this seems uncancelled.
It reads like he's going, I want 5 million views a video again. And, like, so do I, James. I'd love that, you know. But you can't ask people for that. That's not how it works, and it's not even how the website works. I think what he wants is, like, when his name gets brought up, that people stop talking about all of the other stuff that happened to him. He wants to basically be able to move on from it. And obviously you would do. Of course you would. I wouldn't want people talking about me in this way either.
But James Charles has always been in drama, hasn't he? Like, he's quite problematic.
Well, this is what the article goes on to talk about. That basically, like, he loved being in drama when he could spin it as, like, a way to, like, grow his channel. But now that it's, like, it's fucking him over, he's upset about it, pretty much. So here we go. This is how it opens. This is what James said. I don't want to sit here and fucking mope and whine and cry because nobody wants to hear it, says Charles, sinking into a plush couch in his casual open room. This article really... The person who wrote this clearly didn't like him, by the way.
That's quite funny, actually.
Yeah. Imagine saying uncancel me in your, like, $8 million house, though. Like, it's a fucking joke. I had to do a lot of thinking, like, okay, babe, this is your fault. But no, you're not a paedophile. No, you're not a groomer. No, you're not a predator. You just made a mistake. Yeah, okay. This is not a good start to an article, James. This is not... I would not recommend this. As if I was your PR person, like Colleen's, I'm the PR person now. Put my PR cap on. Don't say the words, I'm not a paedophile, I'm not a fucking groomer, I'm not a predator. Those things should just kind of be something that you shouldn't have to say.
With like okay, babe, which is actually so interesting that they've left that in, because it's trying to show that they're stumbling. Like, that would have normally have just been cut out of the quote, like, in a, like, you know, like and stuff like that. So the fact they've let that in shows that the guy doesn't like them.
Yeah, he's trying to be casual about it, but it's not really working. It basically goes on to be like, he was accused of, like, messaging with teenagers, and then it's like, is James Charles still cancelled? Well, the thing is, he's getting a million views a video. And the thing that I said, and I wanted to, you know, get another opinion, I can get you on this, Cam. If, you know, obviously people aren't going to like you as much when they find out you've done something that upsets them. But your audience don't owe you to watch. Like, you could upload a YouTube video that's just bad and people could stop watching you, right? Mm. Like, but people have, like, an actual reason. Like, they genuinely don't agree and don't want to support somebody who does this. But you've still got a million people left over who clearly don't care, or they pretend to care and they still watch his stuff. So, like,
does that not show that he does not give a shit about, like, his audience, though? Because he's got a million people that he can quite clearly make a community out of, but he's like, yeah, that's not enough for me, I need, like, 5 million.
Yeah, I want more, I want to be mega famous again, like, I want to be, like, superstar. It's like, well, Do you know what? The thing about James is I generally think that he could get back there if he just uploaded some, like, better videos. I think, like, he's making the same stuff he was making 4 years ago, and, like, that never really works, like, on YouTube. I think it's more like his channel was built off of, like, all the collabs he was doing, if you remember.
Mm.
But, like, even all the people who did collabs with, like, he used to do collabs like David Dobrik and stuff. He's not even uploading videos anymore. He's gone. I think, like, it's just a different time. Like, YouTube's moved on. You can't expand, like, and it's moved on, but he's still doing a fucking million views of videos. So, like, what is
but
his,
he
like...
will look up, because remember back then he was, like, I remember he was collabing with, like, Emma Chamberlain, the Dolan twins.
Yeah,
like,
well, those guys just aren't friends anymore for other reasons.
Yeah, he'll look up people like Emma Chamberlain, though, and obviously I don't know Jim, so I don't know what he's like, but I can imagine he looks at these people in envy rather than being like, oh, that's so good, Emma's doing that.
Like, Emma Chamberlain, like, fucking Unproblematic, is, like, interviewing Jack Harlow and stuff, and is doing, like,
Spotify podcast.
Views of video. Yeah, she's, like, killing it. Like,
I mean,
she's
her podcast's
still...
one of the biggest podcasts, and she doesn't even do video for most of them.
That's fucking wild. This is why we're back, baby. get that money. No, I'm joking. It's because it's a lot of fun. What is the weirdest part about this, like, that I wanted to pull up, is that he then goes on, and this is the thing that blows my mind. So he's basically going, please don't cancel me, right? Fucking look at this, right? I think I've always been somebody who's been able to cope. I've been able to turn my phone off, go see my family, have friends, go to an escape room, watch a fun movie, play Mario Kart, play Minecraft, build a Lego set. But with this situation, it was really scary because my coping mechanisms weren't really coping. Well, that's understandable. You're accused of being, like, a child groomer. That's going to be a hard thing to, like, shake.
Yeah, you can't really solve that on Rainbow Road, can you?
Yeah. It was the first time where I was like, oh, fuck, Rainbow Road, did you say he's gay?
No, I meant because of Mario Kart. What the fuck?
Of course he plays Rainbow Road. It's awful.
On loop.
Oh, fuck, I actually don't know what to do here. Me when I get hit by the red shell. I eventually got to a point where I was like, this is not healthy, this is not good, this is getting to a really fucking dark place. Yeah, and that's rough. Like, you know, that's not great. But this is the part that really blows my mind. An article where he's like, everybody should kind of, like, move on and forgive me. The fallout became deeply personal when his younger brother, who works as a model in New York, stopped talking to him because of the allegations, and they haven't spoken in 2 years. I don't know about you, Ken, but if you were going to forgive James Charles, you'd be like, why the fuck has your brother not spoken to you in 2 years?
Yeah, who knows everything.
Yeah, who knows you. Literally, he's your brother. Like, that's not a choice. Like, he's, you know, he's related to you. And he doesn't want to speak to you, and you're being like, can everybody else forgive me? By the way, like... my brother won't speak to me, though. Ignore that. Like, surely instead of doing this article, you should be trying to fix the relationship with your brother. So, like, because I reckon the brother would also see this in the article and be annoyed. He'd be like, why is he doing a Cosmopolitan interview where he brings up the fact I won't speak to him?
But does that not show...
he really doesn't want all of this stuff aired publicly.
Yeah, very true. But does that not show what James's priority is, what we said earlier, that he is probably not bothered about the people that are watching him. He just wants more money, more viewers, and that's all that matters to him.
Well, that's the thing. It goes on to say that, like, he's basically made his own makeup palette. He's funded it entirely himself. Now, I don't know if that's because nobody would take on his makeup palette.
But of course he wants to be uncancelled if he's got a new palette out as well. Like, why is he saying this now?
He also said that it was all of his money that he put into it, so, like, no. Nobody invested anything. It's like just his money, like, out of his bank account.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah. Oh no, James. Like, fucking hell. Yeah. I mean, he was like, he hired a PR firm to help. They were trying to get me into every single event, premiere, red carpet, and show. Every single one of them was a no. So, like, he hired a PR firm to basically be like, get me into all of these red carpet events, and, like, so that people don't think I'm a freak because I'm still walking the red carpet. But, like, now, not to compare James Charles to these people, but you see loads of celebrities where you're like, you know, the recent one, Ezra Miller, like, doing the red carpet, like, he's got the flashes out after all the crimes he did, and, like, doing all of that, like, PR stuff, and you're like, this man should be in prison, and he's just like, his PR team would just, like, play him, like, on a red carpet, which is...
That shows how insane this man is, because no normal person looks at someone on a red carpet and goes, they're on a red carpet. They're a good person.
Well, I guess what it is that people go, well, I guess he isn't actually in any trouble then, because he's literally been invited to this event with all of these other celebrities. He can't possibly be weird. Whereas if anybody's learned anything about anyone, all the celebrities are weird, and it's a weird, cliquey group that you wouldn't want to be in. Like, I've been to those red carpets, and there are so many people at those red carpets, and you're like, what the fuck do these people do? Why are they here? What's going on? Isn't he like a fucking freak? Why has he been invited to fucking...
They are a weird vibe, aren't they? Like, which one? I went to one. I can't remember what it was. Or Thor. It was the new Thor movie. And it's like people who aren't in the movie, but are coming to watch the movie for no apparent reason, but believe they deserve to be there.
It's strange. Like, I've been. I get people just like roundly offer me tickets. I mean, I have management, but the only ones I ever ask for are Star Wars, and I never get them, which is because it's fucking Star Wars. But I've done like a couple of the Marvel ones, and like, it's a really weird vibe. You get there, and then a bunch of people are coming up to you with like pictures of your face on a thing, going, "It's just you," and you're like, "Yeah, that's me." And they go, "All right, let's take fucking pictures." Like, you know, I mean, you got to stand in front of all these people and take cameras, and it's genuinely, I'm not joking, I hate it. Like, I've stopped going to those events unless it's something that I really, really want to see and don't want it to be spoiled for me, because obviously seeing it a day early is great. But if I can, I try and dodge the carpet now. Like, I've taken a few of them when I've had to. Like, you know, I was doing stuff with Amazon. I had to always do the carpet pictures. That was, like, part of, like, the deliverables for, like, working with them. But, like, I don't like it. I don't like being sat there and having, like, 20 people take pictures of me. It's fucking weird. The fact that he got accused of being, like... you know, a criminal, like somebody who like talks to like teenagers, and the first thing that he wanted to do was be like, get me in front of as many cameras as possible. That's insane. Like, that's genuinely insane behavior.
It is insane, and it's also like, again, on the same topic, it's a lack of empathy for, like, you know, the film directors, like, and all these people's jobs who have put into this one movie.
Yeah, and, like, do those people want to be associated with you? Do they want you? Well, that's no. Why they said no. That's why a lot of the people went, "We don't want him here." It's
but the fact he's not even thinking of that in his own thought is kind of mental. That he's
also,
not like
admitting that you want to go to red carpets for stuff that you don't care about purely just to get your face out there. This doesn't look good, you
yeah
know?
Exactly, like, imagine, like, him turning up at like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle new movie.
Oh god, not red Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh yeah, fucking hell, sorry, shit,
that'd be awful for PR. That'd be fucking dreadful. Leave the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles alone, man. Sorry, that's fucking bad. Yeah, wild. Like, you know, just wanting to, what, turn up stuff for the sake of turning up for stuff so people take pictures of you? Weird.
Yeah, very weird. Very weird.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you guys did enjoy it, don't forget to leave a like and subscribe if you're new. Go check out Cam's YouTube channel. It's linked in the description below. What have you been up to, Cam? What are we doing on your channel? What have we been doing over there?
Yeah, mate, we've got a new Reacts channel where I want to get you on, where we're going to, you know, pump out reaction videos. Yeah, react to stuff. Fucking mental. And also just react on my own channel, my main channel. I've just been doing like breakdowns of TV shows you've reacted to, like, you know, like Educating Yorkshire, Will Struck His Parents, but like taking it from like a different angle, like trying to deep it.
Cool, man. Yeah, cool. Check it out, guys. We'll see you guys soon. We'll be back next week. Weekly podcasts have returned, so enjoy.
Yes.
And have a good one. Bye.